As we open up another set of one-on-one interviews, I get the opportunity to talk with Daniel Smith from Truity Credit Union. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for coming again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate being here.
And as we get into a continuously increasingly mobile society, there used to be just that desktop computer.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden now we've got multiple platforms and they're all interchangeable. It's neat.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny how you say that because, as technology moves on, as a financial institution, we've got to be right there with it. And so, as everything moves from a desktop or laptop over to a mobile device, we got to try to do whatever we can to stay up with technology and assist our members as much as possible.
Well, and it's nice as we get talking about this thing that it's almost transparent change whether I started off on my laptop or desktop and finished sometimes out on a mobile device. It all works well.
Exactly. Yeah. So true.
So anyway, I understand that applying online to become a member, we talked about that a week or two ago, but I don't have to do it on a desktop. I can pull out my phone and it accomplishes the same thing, right?
Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, if you just navigate over to our website at truitycu.org, from there, you'll just be able to click on the Join tab on our website, and then you'll be able to have the option to either join Truity, or if you've maybe started an application in the past and you had to collect some more additional information, you can actually save that application and then click continue, and then that will give you the option to start wherever you left off and to finish up there.
Boy, really making it easier for me every day.
Exactly. That's our goal.
Well, tell me, you started telling me about the process. Again, let's get the URL out there one more mm-hmm. time, and then walk me through the process, please.
Yeah, no problem. Again, there on the search browser, you'll type in truitycu for creditunion.org.org. And then again, you'll go ahead and click on that tab where it says join. And then from there, you'll again just click on Truity. And then it also gives you the option too to tell us what Truity is about. One of the things that's really good is that it gives you the history of what Truity Credit Union is about, and or just credit unions in general, and what it means to actually be a member. And it gives you the breakdown of how to be a member. You have to establish that membership. You do have to put aside a $25 share mm-hmm. to open that savings account, and then go from there.
No, so. And like any other institution, they want that initial deposit to say, yeah, we're really doing business.
Exactly. Well, and that's totally true. And what's so neat about it, what makes us different than other financial institutions, being a credit union, is that with that share, that allows the member to be a part of something. And so with that share, that gives the members the option to have or gives us, I guess, as a financial institution, to have lower interest rates and be able to have a limited amount of fees as like a financial institution or a bank would have, where everything's about fees and things like that. So we do whatever we can to help the members out.
Kelly Diven did a great painting of that picture for me a week or two ago.
Oh,
so
great deal.
Thanks so much. And I think it's nice to always know that many financial institutions have stockholders, people, yep. Board of directors, and you're talking to one of the owners of the company every time a member walks in.
Exactly. Exactly.
So can I apply for, let's say, an auto loan online too?
Yeah, definitely. Again, navigating over to our truitycu.org website, you can click on the tab titled Loans. And then from there, you have the option to either apply for a loan or, if it's a vehicle loan, if it's a personal loan or anything of that nature, it gives you the whole breakdown of it and where our interest rates are currently.
And that's the nice thing about it. And you mentioned it, and I've brought it up on other programs in the past. One of the benefits of most credit unions, and Truity's right there, what a great rate structure as far as usually among the lowest rates for auto loans and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And later on when we talk about deposits and deposit products, among the best rates usually.
Yeah, exactly.
So it really is neat. I understand, and this is something that I really want to find out more about, I understand members can even skip a payment here and there.
Correct, yeah. We do offer the skip a payment option online, just as long as you have that $35 fee. That is just a one-time fee there to cover that skip a payment. And then you can do it, again, you can do it from your online banking, from your mobile app. You just click on that skip a pay option, and from there you're able to skip that for that $35 fee. You have that option to skip the whole monthly payment.
Well, and I think sometimes for a family member that's taking that the family vacation,
exactly.
going to be
yeah.
A major expenditure of available funds in, I don't care, you pick the month, July.
Yeah.
Then let's just I can say, okay, that July car payment of whatever it is, I'll just put it off and put it on at the end.
Mm-hmm. No, correct. And, you know, it's great for the holidays as well. You know, if you need that extra cash for gifts and stuff like that on during the holiday, you just you can use that skip a pay feature, and there you go. You've got more cash in the pocket. So,
yeah. What kind of other payments can I make online?
Yeah. I mean, you can make, you know, different various payments. You know, you can make an auto loan payment, of course. You can make mortgage payment online from the online banking. You can also do personal loan payments, line of credit type payments. Just as long as those funds are there available in your savings account or Truity checking account, you can just do the transfer option there and just directly apply those funds into your account, or I'm sorry, into your loan.
Well, that's a nice feature. And of course, You mentioned that Truity checking account or other account that's already performing the major functions for us that we would in any other institution, whether
correct.
It's savings or checking account or some of the other products you've got.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So one of the other things that I know that we've talked about on a previous program, but I think this is a neat idea, bill pay. What
yes.
a great idea.
Yeah. No, and you know, and one of the perks, of course, being Truity members, that is free. Bill pay is a free option. You know, we offer that as a free product as long as you have, again, a checking account with us. That's the requirement. As long as you have a checking account, bill pay is a great option to set up if you are wanting to do like an auto pay from your checking account to maybe a water company or an electric bill to your electric company or other merchants similar to that.
Is it a difficult process to get started?
No, not at all. I mean, you go, once you log into your online banking account, click on that bill pay tab, you just click add payee, and it will actually navigate you through what steps need to be taken. Of course, adding the merchant's name, the merchant's possible address, and things of that nature, and then you'll be able to, right then and there, make that payment.
Well, yeah. So if I'm just going to pick on, let's say PSO. It doesn't matter. It could be a water bill. It could be anything else. So I go to that screen, type in Public Service Company of Oklahoma, or adequately identify it so you know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then I assume I have to give like my account with them so they know where to apply it.
Exactly. Correct. And what's so neat about the bill pay feature is that one of the great functions is when you put in that information, you know, bill pay is quick to recognize that because, you know, if there's a trending with that specific payee, they can actually auto-populate that information for you so you don't have to go around rummaging through any old bills or anything like that to get all the PSO information. And then that's already auto-filled in there. You click add, and then there you go. You've got your payee set up.
There are probably a lot of benefits for online banking that we haven't talked about. Can we talk about some of those?
Yeah, of course. One of the great benefits that we offer is credit card payments. And what's neat about the credit card payments is that you can make a payment, you know, within your Truity account, but we also offer the option to make a payment on your credit card from an external account. You know, a lot of times, you know, with our rates, you know, we have various members that have just a credit card with us. And, you know, and their financial institution that they normally have fund, like their payroll deposit going into, is either another, you know, an external financial institution. And they have that option to do external payments on that credit card from an external account right then and there. Just add that information, the routing number, and the account number. Click submit, and then that payment's made there on that credit card.
Well, if they're already a member, they should have that automatic check going to the place.
Hey, so true, exactly. And we also offer another function, external transfers, where we can actually move funds right back and forth from an external financial institution over to our Truity account and back and forth. And so that gives you the option too that, let's say you have a vehicle loan or a mortgage payment or just a personal loan or a line of credit specifically for us, you can pull those funds into your Truity account and set up automatic payments from your Truity account there to that loan as well.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, everybody has got a branded app, and I'm sure you do too.
Yes. Yes, yes, we do. It's the Truity app, and it's available if you have an Android platform. That will be from the Google Store. You just type in Truity, or if an iPhone, you know, you would just get that from the App Store. Type in Truity, and then there you are. You'll have that Truity app. You click download, and then you just register for it. You'll create a user ID and user ID and a password for that specific app, and then you'll register that account, and then you'll have almost the same options as you would online banking. You can make payments or, you know, transfer funds back and forth. You can make payments to your credit card or auto loan as long as we have the funds available there in the app, in the Truity account. And yeah, it's a great function, and it's you know, it's a great functionality to have, you know, just on the go. You know, mm-hmm. if you're wanting to make a payment from your Truity account to your credit card, what's neat about making that payment online, or I'm sorry, on the mobile app, is that if you make that payment from your savings account or checking account to that credit card, it's right time there on the mobile app. Only on the mobile app, it's right time. So we're actually able to credit that credit card right then and there, and then we'll be able to, the funds will be actually won't move until the next day, but it will already credit your credit card right then and there, right time, so that if you need those funds immediately, they're available right then and there.
Wow, what a great feature.
Exactly.
And what a great service to your customers. Thank
yes.
you very much.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Okay, so one other thing. Let's say I don't have a smartphone, and I know nearly everybody does now. But
correct.
let's say that for whatever reason, I've chosen just to, for lack of a better term, keep a dumb phone.
Right. Yeah. No. And I totally understand that. We do offer text banking, which is it gives you access to your account information via text messages to your phone. This is a very fast and easy way to look up your account information. You'll have a specific number there that you'll text. You'll text what, you know, specific commands, and from those commands you'll either have, you can, you know, text check your balance and things of that nature. And so it's a great function to have. And we also offer the web app, which is a web application there that you can actually navigate on your phone. It's at m.truitycu.org. And this is a mobile web browser that will allow you to view your account balance, search recent account activity, transfer funds, pay bills, and find the nearest ATM or branch location as well.
So one thing I didn't ask when we were talking about the app, mm-hmm. Apps in general, and I'm sure yours, I haven't looked at it, but they look very similar to, the functionality is identical to, let's say, the desktop or laptop, the way it all works online.
Well, not so much. So the online banking and mobile banking are two separate entities.
Okay.
So they we use two separate vendors. So what's going to look like on online banking isn't going to so much as duplicate what looks like mobile. So mobile, it's a different face on it, you know, the different platform. But I mean, it's just as easy and just as efficient to work through, and it walks you through it, which is so good, because you know, if you're first downloading that app, it will walk you through on how to transfer funds, how to look at, you know, check balances and things of that nature.
Okay, well, it sounds like you have covered all the bases for us, and whether we're on a desktop, a laptop, smartphone, dumb phone, any way we want to do it, even walk in the front door at Truity, you've got us covered.
Exactly, and that's the idea. We want to make sure that we have the information and their funds accessible as easy as possible to our members.
Well, okay, so banking operations with your credit union. Daniel Smith has been our guest this morning on One on One. Check it out. And if you're not a Truity member, become one. There's no reason not to, and you'll like the service. That's our One-on-One this morning on AM 1400 K1.